Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Plant breeders have a difficult task of not only developing cultivars that appeal to consumers, but also can produce increasingly more yield per acre. Farmers, after all, get paid on volume, not typically on flavor.
And they will tell you that they care about the fruit quality, of course, because it's important. But in reality, they get paid by pound, you know? They don't get paid if the fruit tastes better or not.
That was University of Florida blueberry breeder Patricio Munoz. He says customers want a blueberry that is, of course, tasty with good texture. He's able to evaluate this at the University of Florida Food Science Sensory Testing Lab.
Whenever we are about to release a cultivar, we are sure nowadays that we have enough consumer information. How do we do that? We work with the food science department, specifically, you know, Charlie Sim, and he runs tasting panels. So then he runs several of our elite selections. And then through hundreds of people that try them, and then they give us a scores, what do they think about these elite selections that we have.
The good news, though, is if you're buying local blueberries in season, you're bound to get a terrific product. Munoz says local fruit gets consumed on average within 3 to 7 days versus 20 to 30 days for imported fruit. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report, part of the Ag Information Network. Learn more at www.aginfo.net.